Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Centre decides to confer classical language status to Marathi, Bengali, Assamese, Pali and Prakrit languages. Union Cabinet approves 78-day productivity-linked bonus to railway employees. Cabinet also approves Chennai Metro Rail Project Phase 2, comprising three corridors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi today. All arrangements put in place for assembly elections in Haryana tomorrow. Nepal to export 40 megawatts of electricity to Bangladesh via India's power grid. And in cricket, India to take on New Zealand in Women's T20 World Cup in Dubai this evening. And now the news in detail. The cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved to confer the status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali languages. The classical languages serve as a custodian of India's ancient cultural heritage, embodying the essence of each community's historical and cultural milestone. We have a report.
Government had decided to create a new category of languages as classical languages on 12th October 2004, declaring Tamil as classical language. Among the criteria for the status of classical language are high antiquity of its early texts, recorded history over 1,000 years, and a body of ancient literature. The literary tradition of the language must be original and not borrowed from another speech community. The inclusion of languages as classical language will create significant employment opportunities, particularly in academic and research fields. The preservation, documentation, and digitization of ancient texts of these languages will generate jobs in archiving, translation, publishing, and digital media. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar have expressed gratitude towards the Union Government and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for granting classical language status to Marathi. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Maneshwari, Sant Maneshwar says, Maza Marathachi Bolu Kautuke Pari Amruta Tehi Paisa Jinke. It means the Marathi language has such a sweetness that it can conquer any competition even with Amrut. A committee headed by veteran writer Rangnath Pathare was set up by Government of Maharashtra in 2012 to achieve classical language status for Marathi. The committee examined old texts, references, inscriptions and submitted a detailed report. This report made it clear that Marathi is eligible for classical language status. In 2013, this report was submitted to Union Government and lot of efforts were done by Maharashtra Government. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Union Cabinet has also approved the Chennai Metro Rail Project Phase 2, comprising three corridors. The total length of the approved lines will be around 119 kilometres with 128 stations. Once Phase 2 is fully operational, the Chennai city will have a total metro rail network of 173 kilometres.
Chennai is a rapidly growing city. It's a very important economic hub. The population of the city is likely to grow to 1.8 crore by 2048. So it's very important that we create the infrastructure which is required for the city right now. These three corridors will have 120 stations. When we are looking at a metro kind of system, it has to cater to a very large part of the city, then it must have more stations.
The government has also approved National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Seeds, for 2024-25 to 2030-31 with an outlay of 10,103 crore rupees. This has been done with an aim to make India self-reliant in oil seed production in next 7 years. Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana was also approved to promote sustainable agriculture and Krishonnati Yojana to achieve food security for agriculture self-sufficiency. The Union Cabinet has approved productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for over 11,72,000 railway employees. The bonus amount will be 2,029 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishno said the payment of productivity-linked bonus acts as an incentive to motivate the railway employees for working towards improvement in the performance of the railways. The Union Cabinet has also approved the signing of letter of intent enabling India to join the International Energy Efficiency Hub. It is a global platform dedicated to fostering collaboration and promoting energy efficiency worldwide. The move solidifies India's commitment to sustainable development and aligns with its efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Briefing media after the meeting, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, said that this decision will help India gain access to an exclusive 16-nation group sharing strategic energy practices and innovative solutions.
India will become a member of Energy Efficiency Hub. And practically every large country, large economy in the world is today part of this Green Energy Efficiency Hub. So this is a very important decision which has been taken, which will impact, which will have a long-term positive implication for our economy.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight at the inclusion of Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali into the list of classical languages. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Our government cherishes and celebrates India's rich history and culture." The Prime Minister said the Union Cabinet's approval of the Phase 2 of the Chennai Metro Rail project will help in easing traffic and improving sustainability and economic growth. On the government's decision to create a national mission on edible oils, oilseed, the Prime Minister said this mission will boost domestic oilseed production, support hardworking farmers and encourage sustainable agricultural practices. All arrangements have been made for the assembly elections in Haryana. The single-phase election will be held for 90-member assembly tomorrow. There are 1,031 candidates in fray, which include 930 males and 101 females. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that among these candidates, 464 are independents. The state has more than 2,03,54,000 eligible voters. A total of 20,632 polling booths have been set up for a smooth conduct of elections. The 12th session of the 15th Kerala Legislative Assembly will begin today. Speaker A. N. Shamshir said 7 bills will be tabled during the 9-day session. On the opening day, the House will pay homage to the victims of the recent landslides in Wayanad and Kozhikode districts before adjourning for the day. Of the remaining 8 days, 6 days have been earmarked for government business and 2 days for private members' business. The session will conclude on 18th of October. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi this evening. The third edition of the Kautilya Economic Conclave will be held from today till the 6th of October. This year's conclave will focus on themes such as financing the green transition, geo-economic fragmentation and the implications for growth, principles for policy action to preserve resilience, among others. The CBI yesterday arrested Trinamool Chhatra Parishad TMCP leader Dr. Ashish Pandey, a close aide of former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital Sandeep Ghosh, in connection with the financial irregularities at the institution. He was summoned to be present at the CBI headquarters at CGO complex for interrogation. He was reportedly seen in the video clips of the seminar hall from where the victim's body had been recovered. The CBI sources said they are exploring the possibilities of any link between this case and the brutal rape and murder of the young lady doctor at R.G. Carr Hospital. Three coaches of a goods train derailed in Ratlam, Madhya Pradesh last night. The derailment occurred on the Delhi-Mumbai route. The train was travelling from Rajkot, Gujarat to Bakania near Bhopal. External Affairs Minister H. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Sri Lanka today. During the visit, he will meet with the Sri Lankan leadership. Ministry of External Affairs said, in keeping with India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar outlook, the visit emphasises the shared commitment of the two countries to further deepen the long-standing partnership for mutual benefit. A report.
During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet President Anurakumaradissa Naikar as well as Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya. He is also expected to have discussions with his counterpart Vijita Herat. The minister's visit reinforces India's commitment towards supporting the island nation, adding more impetus to the neighborhood first policy. The visit also underlines the shared commitment of the two countries to further deepen the long-standing partnership for mutual benefits. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Kashmani News, Colombo.
India, Nepal and Bangladesh have signed a trilateral agreement to export 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal to Bangladesh via India's power grid. The tripartite agreement signed in Kathmandu yesterday enables Nepal to sell electricity to Bangladesh for the first time. Nepal has only been exporting electricity to India. As per the agreement, Bangladesh will now import 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal. The Indian side has also been involved in the trade deal, as Nepal's electricity will be transmitted to Bangladesh through the transmission infrastructure on the Indian territory. For now, Nepal will transmit the energy to India through the 400 kV Dhalkebar Muzaffarpur cross-border transmission line before India transmits the equivalent to Bangladesh. In international news, Israel launched strikes on central Beirut overnight, marking its deepest attack into the Lebanese capital to date. The assault resulted in at least 9 casualties and was accompanied by expanded evacuation orders north of the United Nations buffer zone in southern Lebanon. The conflict took a new turn yesterday as the Lebanese army entered the fray, firing at Israeli soldiers for the first time. This engagement led to the death of 2 Lebanese army soldiers. Back home, the India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast very heavy to heavy rainfall over parts of northeast and south India today. The IMD said Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim are expected to witness very heavy rainfall today, followed by heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur over Kerala, Tamil Nadu, South Interior Karnataka, Rayalaseema and Gangetic West Bengal. And in sports, in cricket, Harmanpreet Kaur-led India will begin their Women's T20 World Cup 2024 campaign against Sophie Devine's New Zealand in Dubai this evening. Meanwhile, West Indies will face South Africa in the match scheduled for the afternoon. Akashvani will broadcast bilingual off-tube live commentary of the match in Hindi and English. We have more from our correspondent. Whatever it takes.
Team India is already slotted in a tough group with the likes of New Zealand, Australia, Sri Lanka and Pakistan in Group A. They will aim to start the tournament on a winning note, having already gained confidence from their 2 warm-up fixture wins. In recent years, India has taken huge strides in the Women's T20 World Cup, finishing as runners-up in the 2020 edition and making it to the semi-finals in both the 2018 and 2023 editions of the tournament. Meanwhile, New Zealand has not reached the semi-final of an ICC event since 2016 and is coming off 10 straight losses in their last T20Is. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Anuja. In a landmark verdict, the Supreme Court directs central and state jails to revise their laws and manuals. Rules promoting caste bias in jails struck down, writes Hindustan Times. Government internship scheme gets 111 firms on board, 50% slots reserved for SC, ST and OBCs, states Financial Express. A headline in the Tribune says, Dhaka recalls Indian envoy, signals foreign policy reset. West Asia war hits Sensex, notes the Pioneer, as an escalation in West Asia conflict shows a massive impact on the Indian market. To lessen air pollution in the city, Delhi government starts biodecomposer spraying to soften the blow of stubble burning, reports the Times of India. And finally, taking on Moody's, Fitch and S&P Global, homegrown Care Edge Global has entered the sovereign rating space for the first time, cites the Hindu Business Line. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Center decides to confer classical language status to Marathi, Bengali, Assamese, Pali and Prakrit languages. Union Cabinet approves 78-day productivity-linked bonus to railway employees. Cabinet also approves Chennai Metro Rail Project Phase 2, comprising 3 corridors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Kautilya Economic Conclave in New Delhi today. all arrangements put in place for assembly elections in Haryana tomorrow, Nepal to export 40 megawatts of electricity to Bangladesh via India's power grid, and in cricket, India to take on New Zealand in Women's T20 World Cup in Dubai this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.